Well, speaking of baseball, here's a baseball song. It's written by the great Todd Snyder. Any Doc Ellis fans out there? Doc Ellis? Yes? The only man that we know of to throw a no-hitter in a baseball game while on LSD. What can I say? True story. Look it up.
Doc Ellis didn't think he was pitching the day back in 1970 when he and his wife took a trip to the ballpark a little bit differently. By the time that he hit the bullpen, that the world had melted away. That's about the time Coach Murtaugh came and said, "Doc, you're pitching today." Taking the mound, the ground turned into the icing on a birthday cake. The leadoff man came up and turned into a dancing rattlesnake. The crowd jacked back and forth in waves of colors underneath the sun. The ball turned into a silver bullet, his arm into a gun. I took a look all around the world one time, finally discovered you can't charge a book. Three up, three down, four, three straight games in a zero tie. And all those banners' name come ringing from a voice out of the sky. Hallucinating Halloween scenes with each new swing of the bat. A single look like it was falling off a table, but nobody was hallucinating. And I took a look around the world one time, finally discovered you can't judge a book. And even those Padres fits. By the bottom of the eighth, it was up 2-0, and they still hadn't got any hits. With one out left to go in the game, the batter looked like a baby child. The birthday cake was shaking, and the waves of color were going wild. last man down, he was high as he had ever been. Dancing to the sound of the world going round, completely unaware of the wind. Though the thieves would say he was scattered that day, he was pretty as a pitcher could be. Was it time Doc Ellis or the Pittsburgh Pirates threw a no-hitter on LSD? What? Took a look around the world one time, finally discovered you can't judge a book. Once again, folks, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much for having Hot Buttered Rum here. We'll be chilling after the show, signing CDs, shaking hands and kissing babies and whatnot. So please do come and say hi. We're very approachable. I know we seem sort of demigod-like up here, but we're actually just regular guys, so.
And when Nat says we'll be kissing babies, he's serious, baby.